expected direction, we experience two sets of incompatible thoughts and emotions, the ones we had as we were listening and the ones that the punchline revealed at the end. This incongruity makes us laugh. The relief theory. According to the relief theory, humor is the feeling of relief that comes from the removal of restraint. When tension is high, we need a release, and laughter is the way of cleansing our system of the built-up tension. For example, people often laugh after a scary experience, such as a roller coaster ride or a rough airplane landing. This theory explains why humor can help people cope with stressful situations. Regardless of the theory, in order to be able to appreciate a situation or joke as funny, some detachment is always necessary. That is, we have to feel uninvolved with the situation. For example, we can often laugh at our own past mistakes because with the passage of time, we have become detached. Conversely, if the joke or situation is too familiar or realistic, it may evoke feelings of sadness and concern instead of ones of cheerfulness. To understand a joke, to get it, we might also need some knowledge of cultural, economic, political, and social issues, without which some jokes are impossible to understand. Although humor is universal, there is no universal joke.
Page 92. Exercise B. Reading. Read and listen to the article about why people laugh.
What makes us laugh? We all know that some things make us laugh, but it is hard to say why we laugh. There are three theories that explain what makes different situations and jokes funny. The superiority theory. The superiority theory states that we laugh at people who are at a disadvantage or suffer a small misfortune. This occurs, for instance, when a person gets a pie thrown in his or her face. We laugh, too, at mistakes people make, mispronouncing a word or exchanging the first sounds of two words. For example, saying, "I'll sew you to your sheet," instead of "I'll show you to your seat," will often bring about laughter. According to this theory, the reason why we laugh at the misfortunes or mistakes of others is that they make us feel superior. The incongruity theory. The incongruity theory suggests that humor arises from unexpected, inappropriate, or illogical situations. For example, the child who places a toy cat in a basket and heads off to the vet may make us laugh. According to this theory, a joke becomes funny when we expect one thing to happen, but something else does. When someone starts telling a joke, our mind is already anticipating how it will end. When the joke goes in an unexpected